All is foreseen, but free will is given.
My guest, poet Sue Swartz, recently returned to Bloomington after a year-long sabbatical to points west and east. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. Sue, I imagine you have fine new poems for us.
I hope so. Vows, 1. Our sages say that each of us has two pockets. One holds a slip of paper. All I am is dust and ashes, and to dust I shall return. The other holds a slip of paper. The whole world was created just for me. Dust and everything, dust and everything. When we are full of ourselves, the first pocket cautions us that all wandering ends in dust. When we are empty-hearted, the second consoles us with the temptation of everything. I say we also have a third pocket, slim and hidden and fastened with a velvet clasp. Each Yom Kippur, between we have offended and we have rebelled, we carefully undo the clasp, one by one and unbeknownst to anyone, and lift out our threadbare message written in our own hand. All my vows were really not vows, all my obligations not obligations. And every year, between who by fire and who by water, we savor this opening when the past falls away and we are as in our beginning, with unbound possibility and pity which isn't quite pity. Boyd, yes, and resolute, let's promise everything, forget everything, placed our dusty note back in its hiding place until next year. Carefully, we redo the velvet clasp, carefully, and one by one, for I say that if we were to let loose our desires in unison, beginning would spill into endless beginning, and time, untethered, would slip away. Vows 2. At the coffee shop, where the world always becomes a generous place, we sit. In the corner, man and woman, each with palm upturned. You cannot hear our voices, for they are soft and low in late afternoon, though you may recognize the shorthand that passes between us, a tilt of the head for what once was, a resting arm for what has come to pass. On one palm, a green station wagon, a fistful of balloons, a pink shell, a key. On the other, the car is blue, the shell, a stone. We cannot remember how we got here, nor can we forget. Today, our vows fit like a goodwill coat in last year's color and loose around the elbows. Courtship came with fiery passion, the wedding canopy with veils and gladness. But I am no longer a bride, and marriage is a far plainer thing, with its daily ritual and repetition, wake up, live the day, go to sleep. We have promised dust and given everything. We have promised everything and given dust. If lucky, we will grow into each coat we are given, those of our wakefulness and those of our dreams. If lucky, we will be sewn into each other's skin. This is from a longer piece called Holiness Code. Holy are those who leave the edges of their fields for the poor, and holy are those who garden each narrow plot of heartbreak. Holy is the one who does not swear falsely, and holy is the one who swears by the cracked mirror of good intentions. Holy is the one who removes a stumbling block from before the blind, and holy is the one who forces the deaf to hear. Holy are those who refuse to traffic in slander, and holy are those who willingly sit in a box full of scorpions. Holy is the one who refuses to profane his daughter through whoring, and holy is the one who will not ornament his daughter with illusions. Holy is the one who uses weighing stones of equal measure, and holy is the one who fills her pitcher with morning's judgment.
This has been a program of Sue Swartz's poetry on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.